This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 609. Third time's the charm for Natalia's overall 8.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Russian linguist and Three Keys IELTS student, Natalia, and learn how she increased her band score to an overall 8 on her third IELTS exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you are in a comfortable place because you are going to need to listen carefully today, you guys. We have a super successful IELTS student here who got an overall 8. That's amazing. Natalia, welcome to the show.
So nice to hear you, Jessica. Yeah, and hello to everyone. Hello to all the participants of Three Key course.
Awesome. Natalia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, so I'm from Russia. I'm a researcher. I do research in linguistics, in comparative linguistics, and and I also teach at the university. And actually, well, that was the reason why I decided to take IELTS. I mean, I don't really have to take it, but we are encouraged to take international exams so that we could participate in international projects.
Interesting. Oh my gosh, that is so fascinating. I want to have a whole conversation with you about your job in linguistics, but unfortunately, I don't think that would help a lot of IELTS students. So I will try not to get into that. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. So now that you got such a good score on IELTS, what sort of international projects will you be available for?
Well, I don't know yet, but so I've got some experience of research in sociolinguistics, for example, with the colleagues from the University of Joensuu in Finland and the University of Central Lancaster in Lancashire in Great Britain, where we compared minority languages spoken in these three countries. So we compared Welsh spoken in Great Britain, Sami, there is a Sami language which is spoken in Finland and a number of other Northern European countries, including Russia. And actually in Russia, there are a lot of other minority languages. So more than 100 languages are spoken in Russia, apart from Russian.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So my first language is not Russian. My first language is one of these minority languages.
It's, Wait, Natalia, how many languages do you speak?
So just 4. So, I mean,
just 4. You can't say just 4. I mean, like, most Americans just speak 1. So I'm going to say 4 is extremely impressive.
Yes.
How long have you been studying English?
Oh, well, I think my whole life. Well, so yeah. I guess that when we, well, so I'm not that young. And so then back in 1980s, when I went to school, we usually began to study English at the age of 10. Or 11, I guess. And since that time, to some extent, I have always been involved in doing things in English this way or another way. Yeah.
Okay. So, listeners, let's take a step back here and look at the big picture of Natalia's situation, all right? So she is a professional linguist. I mean, incredible, right? But you still had to take the IELTS exam a few times. I mean, even though language is your life, you've been studying English since you were 10 or 11 years old, you still didn't get the scores you needed the first time, right?
Yeah, sure. So, well, so first time my score was, I mean, overall score was 7.5. So I had 8 in reading, 7 in speaking, and 7.5 in writing, and just like 6.5 in listening, I guess. Well, actually, wow. I was frustrated with my score in listening, and so.
Yeah.
That was the reason why I decided to take a course with you.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And then, so that's why you got into Three Keys IELTS, because you, well, were probably most disappointed by that listening score, but you wanted to raise all the scores, I'm sure. Okay. So let's talk about how Three Keys and how your preparation helped you to raise your score. So you went from a 6.5 to an 8 in listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a huge increase. I mean, that's a band and a half. So what do you think made the difference between that 6.5 and that 8?
I suppose that, well, first of all, following the instructions. I mean, just understanding that listening and understanding the speech isn't just the same as doing the test tasks. So you could understand everything, but still you could get a poor score. Because so there is difference between the task and just listening. I mean, so before taking your course, I guess I didn't have any particular difficulties with listening, but still, so I think that I didn't have the techniques, the proper techniques of following the tasks, and your course helped me immensely.
Okay, yeah, because I would imagine with your background, listening would not be a problem. I mean, you can comprehend what you hear in English. So listeners, guys, it's not just about comprehension. Just like reading, right? It's not just about comprehension. It's about strategies. And I see it time and again that Three Keys students, once they finish the listening module and they're doing the progress check-in, right? And they're like, I did not realize that all of these strategies, like, maybe they seem simple, maybe they seem logical, but I wasn't doing them before. And these little tips make all the difference, right? Just like listening to the introduction before you look at the questions, right? Just sort of logical things that a lot of people overthink and will miss these steps in order to really get into those questions and get the answers. Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, reading stayed the same, 8. You got an 8 before, you got an 8 this last time.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you accomplish such a high score?
Well, I suppose that here as well as with listening, there are two main keys. Well, okay, so we speak about three keys, but
that's okay. Let's boil them down to two. You know, the more simple, the better.
Yeah. So for me, these were two keys. So I mean, extensive reading or extensive listening. So read in English or listen in English all the time. So that is the first thing, and the second thing is again. So following the strategy, following the instruction, understanding that just comprehension isn't enough, that actually they say that even native speakers are not able to achieve high score if they don't prepare, if they have special technique. So
for sure. Yeah, definitely. You know, that's so funny. So you talk about extensive reading and listening. And so I studied applied linguistics for my master's, and I know that's sort of like an applied linguistics term that I haven't heard or said in a while. I love it. So extensive reading and listening, guys, this describes the reading and listening you're doing for pleasure, right? Not to learn the test strategies, not to practice the questions, nothing like that. This is what a lot of teachers also call this outside reading or listening, right? So This is so important. That's why Natalia mentioned that as the first key to getting such amazing scores in reading and listening, and writing and speaking as well. Guys, you need extensive exposure to English. Period. End of sentence. Like, that is what everybody needs. And that's why in the study plan, because it's hard to know where to go for this extensive reading and listening sometimes because there's so many options. So that's why in the 3 Keys study plan, we tell you exactly what resources you need to do to accomplish that extensive reading and listening. Okay. Oh my gosh. It's so fun to talk to a linguist. You are so like fluently communicative. It's a pleasure. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Hello, hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Whether or not you need to take IELTS for the first time or the third time, you need strategies. Get the strategies and practice just like Natalia did and get the scores you need on your next exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Let's move on to the writing now. This is something that I want to talk to you about because you actually went down a half a band.
Yeah.
You went down, so you went from 7.5 to 7. Now, reflecting on this last test experience, what happened?
Yeah, so, well, definitely, I know my mistakes. Well, number one was that I didn't control my time. So I don't know why. Well, probably because I was tired, because it's the last task. And so I spent half an hour on task one, so trying to polish it. And so I didn't have time for task two. And as a result, it was messy, of course. And probably there was another thing with task one. So it was a little bit, well, difficult to understand. I mean, the formulation of the question was a little bit difficult to understand. Well, maybe those professionals who designed the task wanted us to make a mistake there. So it was formulated
Okay. Oh, sorry. You were just going to say that. Yeah, that was my question. What was task two?
Yeah, so let me try to recall it. So it was something like, so why do people refuse to reduce the amount of energy? Although the risks of environment damage are obvious or something like that.
And sounds complicated.
yeah. Plus, there was another question. So what can be done to improve the situation? And I think that I just went into the issues connected with energy, and I ignored the environment part. Well, probably I was to talk about pollution as well and so on, because if we use too much energy, then our carbon footprint increases and so on. But I ignored that part. I only spoke about the waste of energy and how it's going to affect our future, that probably will end up with the loss of all the fuels and so on and so on. And so that was my mistake.
Wow. Yeah, no, that is a huge score danger here, Natalia. I can't imagine what score you would have gotten if you had controlled the timing and tackled that task two question correctly. You would have gotten at least an 8 to 100% guarantee, because, okay, what happened? The question was asking it. Okay, problem solution, guys. This is misleading because you don't actually describe the problem in the body. So I think the naming the essay problem solution is misleading. What you are doing is in the body, tackling the two questions. So in this case, it was asking you to talk about causes in paragraph 2, right? Why people are wasting energy or why they're not doing more for the environment. And then in paragraph 3, suggesting solutions. So ignoring that cause, because you went off to talk about effects and focusing more on the problem itself. So Natalia, like, you could not have gotten above a 5 for task response, right? So yeah. Mm-hmm. Knowing this, knowing that there was a 5 in there, and yet you still got a 7 for writing, that means your other scores were extremely high. You know what I mean? So imagine if that 5 wasn't in there. Maybe you would have got an 8.5, you know? Or a 9, who knows? Oh my gosh, okay, this is a great lesson for students out there, guys. You have to focus on the question. So when you get that task two question, underline all the keywords. And while you brainstorm, you need to check back to the question to make sure you are on the right track, right? I think adding these couple steps before you start writing is necessary because we know that if it's not focused correctly, you're going to get a 5 for task response, right? So, oh my gosh, Natalia. Oh my gosh. You would have got, oh my gosh, that's terrible. That is such a danger though for high-level mm-hmm. students, right? Because you have so many thoughts in English about this topic. And so you just, it's really easy to get off track a little bit because you have so much to communicate. So this is a good lesson for all of our students.
Yeah, sure,
Sorry. I'm sorry that that happened to you, but hopefully this will teach some other candidates out there. Okay, awesome. Now, speaking, you increased your speaking score by a whole band point. Now, as with listening, was this just like the strategies and knowing the exam, or what do you think made that difference?
Oh, well, I suppose that there were several factors. So first of all, certainly I had more time to practice. And of course, I followed the advice that you gave. So just imagine that I was at the exam and I was answering the questions and so on. And I also had online practice with other guys who were planning to take IELTS and so on. But so just also the fact that I have already been to an exam also made me feel more comfortable, probably. Yeah, so these things.
For sure. So you ended up having to take the exam 3 times, right? This third time, that was the overall 8. Okay, I got it. So yeah, this is key advice, you guys. Practice, practice, practice. If you don't open your mouth and speak English, it's not going to magically happen on test day, right? And there are ways to do that, even if you're not in an English-speaking country. So what Natalia did, I love this as an example. Talk to yourself. Practice these test questions. Imagine you are at the exam talking to an examiner, but also reach out to other students. Guys, if you are a 3-key student, you have access to so many motivated people just like you who want to practice English and improve for the exam. So if you are in 3 keys, guys, get involved in our Facebook group. That community is so supportive. You can find other students in there in the same time zone because, you know, we're all over the world. You can find other students to practice with. And if you're not in 3 keys, you should be. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Natalia, so many amazing lessons from you today. Do you have any other last advice or tips for future IELTS test takers out there?
Oh, well, so sure. Well, first of all, my first tip is never give up. I mean, well, of course, but sometimes maybe you will feel that you are not going to do it. But nevertheless, well, there are so many examples. From this Facebook group, from these podcasts, which prove that actually, people can start with low score, but then work consistently, and then they end up with really high results. So that is the first thing, I guess. Yeah. And practice, practice, and practice. So, it's true that practice makes perfect. I really believe it.
This is true. I know that I love everything about what you just said. You know, this is, as you said, you've heard this from other students. Guys, This has consistently been the last words of wisdom from so many of our recent success stories. This wasn't the first time that these guys had to take the test, right? Just like Natalia. Guys, don't give up. You can do it. And don't, if you haven't gotten the scores you needed yet, notice the key word there is yet, because you can get the scores you need if you have the right preparation. And like Natalia says, practice, practice, practice. So don't give up, guys. You can get the scores you need, just like Natalia and so many of the students that we've had on the show recently. Get into our course. Follow the study plan, you guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Natalia, such a pleasure to talk to you. You are so inspirational. I love it so much. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I really don't know how to express my gratitude. Thank you so much for all the help and support, and good luck to all the listeners.
Awesome. Thank you so much for saying that. Awesome. All right, Natalia, enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Goodbye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.